Chapter 44. That little kid looks so... Sometimes it doesn't matter what we do. Our early programming will not release us. Even when you understand, there is wisdom in taking care of yourself first, in letting go of perfectionism, and in allowing you and your work to be more visible in the world, the deeply ingrained messages that you received as a child just will not let you change the way you're behaving. This is a tough stage in personal development or in any learning process, when you understand the ideas intellectually, but you can't quite seem to implement the ideas in your life. One way to bridge the gap between theory and practice is to use imagination, storytelling, and a bit of dream magic. What follows is an imagination game that evolved out of the work I did with my friend and mentor, the wise and wonderful Sam Christensen, and his life-changing image design process. You might enjoy accessing the audio version of me talking you through it at www.startrightwhereyouare.com so that you can just close your eyes, relax, and let the mental images play out. But just reading it should work fine too. Now, I know some of you are rolling your eyes and feeling sort of annoyed by these kinds of imagination games. That's fine. You're allowed to dislike it. But I encourage you to try it anyway. And some of you may start, but then feel like, I can't think of anything, or I'm drawing a blank. That's fine. Don't push yourself to think of anything. Just let the ideas sort of bubble up. And if nothing bubbles up, then fine. Maybe something will bubble up later tonight or in the shower tomorrow. Even one little bubble can be valuable. Let's start by doing our 4-7-8 breathing. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Feel your center. Your heartwood, feel the spokes of energy radiating out from you. Relax your hands, your jaw, the bottoms of your feet. Good. Now I want you to imagine yourself to be somewhere very beautiful and peaceful, a real place or an imaginary place, and I want you to call to mind a photograph of you as a child. Maybe it lives in a scrapbook, or maybe it's on somebody's mantle, but the first picture of you under the age of 10 that comes to mind is the right one. And for now, just gaze at that photograph of that little kid and mentally complete this sentence. Gosh, that little kid looks so... Whatever word comes to mind is perfect. As you're gazing at that photo, that little kid comes to life, and you can see them playing and interacting with the world. Just observe that kid for a moment and notice what you see. As you watch, you realize that you happen to know that this little kid has a very amazing special power. What is that kid's secret power? Again, just allow the answer to appear in your mind. Here are some examples of a secret power. The power to invent wonderful stories. The power to hear music that other people don't hear. The power to become invisible when you need to. The power to forgive every single time. The power to be kind. The power to know exactly the right thing to say when someone's upset. The power to be stubborn. The power to fight for what's right. The power to make Dad laugh. The power to pretend you don't need or want anything. The power to fit in with the other kids, even when you know you're different. The power to talk to animals and plants. The power to pretend you don't care. The power to deliberately not notice when people are mean. The power to not tell the truth about what you see. The power to know when grown-ups are lying. The power to always work hard and push through no matter what happens. The power to always come to the rescue. The power to be weak, to get sick, or need rescuing so someone else can feel strong. The power to create a distraction by getting into trouble. The power to be the best little girl ever. The power to be the best little boy ever. The power to refuse to play by the rules. The power to survive on crumbs. The power to escape to dreamland. The power to tiptoe because mommy's resting. The power to be entertaining. The power to believe in wishes no matter what. You may notice that when this child engages their special power, the adults in the world have a response. For example, if this little kid's special power is knowing when grown-ups are lying, that might anger the adults, or it might make them burst out laughing. Notice what messages this little kid gets about their special powers. Notice, too, what does this little kid want but not get? How has this child learned to negotiate the world? What else do you notice about this little kid? And let's imagine now that this little kid notices you and greets you. How does the little kid greet you? With a casual wave or a warm hug? It turns out the kid is impressed that you, the grown-up you, has accomplished something or has done something or is a certain way. What is it about you that really impresses this little kid? How do you feel about that? Now the little kid gives you a gift that you didn't know you needed. Go ahead and open that gift. Notice whatever you notice about it. Say thank you. Put it somewhere safe. You also have a gift for that little kid. Go ahead and give that little kid your gift and imagine how the kid accepts your gift and says thank you. If there's any other exchange that needs to happen or anything else that needs to be said or heard, let that unfold. Good. And now we're going to come back to this time and space, knowing that we can revisit that safe space with that little kid anytime we want. So we'll inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Please make some notes about your experience. The photo I remembered was, I thought that little kid looks so... I noticed, too, that the little kid was very... My little kid's secret power was... The adult's response to that secret power was... The way in which that little kid negotiated the world was... That little kid was impressed that the adult me was... The gift my little kid had for me was... The gift I gave my little kid was. Other things I want to remember about this exercise are. Now, your response to this exercise might be fairly mild, an, oh, that's interesting, or, oh, that's sort of charming, reaction is not uncommon. And perhaps you got a little gem of an idea. Maybe the word you used to complete the sentence, gosh, that little kid looks so, turns out to be a useful and powerful adjective. Perhaps it's a word you could use the next time you have to talk about yourself or your work. For others, this exercise can bring up strong emotions. If it's stirring up old stuff, then this is a great opportunity to make some 5-minute art. Many of us are not members of the Happy Childhood Club. But the good news is that we're grown-ups now, and we get to reparent ourselves. That's kind of what this work is about, learning how to become a better parent to yourself. How to be firm when you need to be firm, how to be loving and compassionate and respectful towards yourself, but not let yourself get away with anything either. Yep, you and that little kid have been through a lot, and it's nice to take the opportunity to notice how beautiful that kid is, how unique that kid is, and to notice how much of that kid's energy is still in you. Cheryl, one of my clients, remembered during this exercise that as a child, she loved to write, but her writing mostly went unnoticed and unsupported by her family. Nevertheless, she always kept a diary. She said, "Until this exercise, I never saw all those years of diaries as my adaptive behavior. How clever of me." On the downside, I also learned to keep my creative efforts secret for fear of rejection, disapproval. I might draw a few other lessons for Cheryl here. First, she didn't need anyone else's approval to do her art. After all, she did it without other people's approval for all those years, so now she could consider putting her work out there without being too concerned about their approval. Especially when you think of all the other kids who didn't have her tenacity. The now grown-up kids who need to read her writing because they couldn't write it themselves. Finally, she learned an adaptive pattern of hiding that's no longer serving her. So we say, thank you, hiding. Thank you for teaching me about hiding. Now I'm going to go over here and explore what it's like in the spotlight. Little Changes Action Step. Draw a picture of you as that little kid, and be sure to include your special power.